Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Do the Right Thing Right with your host, Phyllis Wilson, the Do Right Guru. We may not have all the answers, but we'll help you find them. We're coming to you live from Houston, Texas, as we do every Thursday at 12 noon Central Standard Time. Our format is 30 minutes to allow for a short lessons learned application regarding ethics. For call-ins, dial 646-478-3840 or interact in our chat room.
Hello and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Do the Right Thing Right for Thursday, April the 23rd. And I'm your host, Phyllis Wilson. Listen, I'm coming to you live from Houston, Texas, as I do every Thursday. And I want to remind our audience for call-ins to dial 646-478-3840, or you can interact in our chat room. So today's guest is, I want to get right to the show because he's got a lot to share with us, is Dustin Harward. And Dustin, thank you for being on the show today.
Oh, Phyllis, I'm so happy to be here.
Great. Listen, Dustin, tell us a little bit about your background.
Okay, so right off the bat, I'm 22 years old. I haven't spent a day in college because what I know I'm supposed to do on the planet, there's no degree for it. I'm a messenger. And so I've spent the last couple of years gaining an education through following great leaders and speakers. And I've invested about $85,000 in my own personal development and education that way. And I'm rocking people's worlds, helping them to get the passion and empowering them with a clear view of who they are, why they're on the planet, and powering them up with the courage to leap for it. Because that's one of the hardest parts, is just going for it. We get so scared on the planet. And so I created my business, Clarity, to coach people and give them the kick in the pants they need to get going.
Mm-hmm. So when you say coaching, for some of our audience who may not be familiar with coaching, what type of coaching do you do?
So I call it mentoring because it's a life thing. I've learned so many things in mastering how I think to create success. And I turn around and I coach other people, teaching them the things that I've learned and helping them through it because I know what walls they're going to hit while they're going for their goal. I've studied the psychology of goal setting and goal reaching and of an audience when you present to them. And so I've found the tools to get past that and have just a rock star time doing it. So when I say coaching, that means I work with groups like staff, sales team, where I'll present to them the solution, or people will hire me to work one-on-one, and we just rock and roll. One of my clients, his goal is to quadruple his income this year, and so we're rocking and rolling and making it happen. And so I coach people on how to get over their own selves to get to where they want to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. And so, Dustin, do you have a website?
I do. ClarityMentoring.com. Clarity, like C-L-A-R-I-T-Y, mentoring, MENTORING.com.
Okay, great.
I've got more information on what I do and some of my packages of appointments and such, and it also has a way to get in contact with me.
Okay, great. So, Dustin, have you ever had an ethical dilemma?
You know, a little bit. I've been self-employed most of my life because I can't stand that aspect of things. And just, I've seen so many things through the people that I coach that, yes, I've seen plenty of ethical dilemmas.
Wow. So can you share one with us today?
Well, like one that I see just generally across the planet right now is a lack of connection to core values in the company. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So like when you start a business, you have a dream and you want to make that happen. That's why you create this business. But then 3-4 layers of people later, you completely lose it. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, Walmart, when it was founded on the principles of customer satisfaction and treating people right. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. And now we look at it, it's the cheap place to go, and it's got, like, you know what I mean? And this is just one example of a lot of companies that lose that vision and that connection to it, and their company suffers as a result. I mean, that's the biggest ethical dilemma. That's like the root of what's going on the planet right now with businesses suffering, is they don't know where they're going.
Right, right. Yeah, Walmart is a good example, Dustin. I mean, you know, they right here in Houston, there have been several incidences that have happened at Walmart, but one that really took me back was a Walmart employee was fighting a customer, and yes, and they had it on the news and made Facebook and all that, and the customer started it, and what happened, the customer had butt-headed the employee. They had gotten to some words, and then the customer butt-headed the employee, and so they started fighting, and someone was standing there videotaping the whole thing, and it was really, really sad to see that, you know, it's gotten to where we're And you see it in the stores. You know, Christmas time, you go in the stores and they're having a sale, and people are just all over each other, just, you know, taking things out of other people's hands. And just, yeah, our core values have changed so drastically, even in our young kids today, wouldn't you say?
Oh, my word, yes. That's what I say. Mm-hmm. It's across the planet at this point. It's spread like crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm interested. I'm interested in values and ethics, because I think we've moved away from that. But what do you think is the main reason that has occurred, in your opinion?
You know, in my opinion, it's everything. The way I see the world is that every result we see around us starts inside. It starts with us. And so you look at people, and individuals don't know where they're going. And if they don't know where they're going in their own lives, how in the world are they going to know where an entire corporation is headed to? And a step further, where's the country going? Like, you look back at the Declaration of Independence, we were solid on what we wanted, what we stood for, and we're battling that every day, finding different ways and things, arguing over that. Mm-hmm. But what it all boils down to is we as individuals need to have our own declarations. We need to have our own set of principles and values that we are dedicated to, and we're saying them with passion every day. That's one of the first tools that I share with people, is something called declarations or affirmations. Have you ever heard of something like that? So the principle behind it is you just say something good about yourself that maybe it's not true. Like, for example, one of my declarations early on was, I make a fortune teaching what I love. I add value to other people's lives, like all of these things. And what you're going to do is battle with the own thoughts in your head about what you're capable of. Because your brain's going to go back in the past and say, no, who are you kidding? We've never made a fortune. We're making minimum wage right now, and we shut ourselves down. But as soon as we get passionate with it and dedicated, repetition is a key part of getting through what's called the reticular activating system in the brain, which is, you don't have to remember that. It's a series of nerves in the brain responsible to filter out the things that aren't important or aren't true. And it's what keeps our skin from screaming when our sleeve brushes against it. It just says, no, that's okay. It's supposed to be okay. And we fight backwards, though, when we're trying to grow to something bigger, we've got to use repetition and intensity to break through that and cause results to happen. And that's why I tell my clients, do your declarations with passion every morning and every night. And you just dig into it. And what's crazy is after a few weeks, these things come true and they create these results in their life.
So do you find some clients easier to coach in male or female or young or old, or is it just anybody who's got their mind set on being better? Because I think I think that as we get older, we get where we think we know everything, and this is just the way it is, the status quo.
Exactly. And did you hear what you just said? This is the way it is. What happens when people are in that mindset, when they're saying that, it means they've come up against that wall, that reticular activating system, and gotten kicked back to the past, to how it has been, that they just accept that this is how it is. But I work with people on what we create that will be, and we break through there to create that story that you really want, because you don't want to go the rest of your life without getting better. That's why we're on the planet, is to improve and move forward and change the world. And people get so caught up in their own stuff and their own past that they're not willing to go for it.
Well, it makes sense. I hear what you're saying. I think that, I don't know, I would encourage our listeners to call in at 646-478-3840 or interact in our chat room. I hear what you're saying, Dustin, and I just wonder, how did you become so involved with coaching? What happened?
What happened? So it's really funny you ask, because I look at my career path, and in high school I did sales. I also started a window cleaning business. I spent 2 years in service for my church, and then the whole time I was there, I knew I was going to come home, get my commercial pilot's license, and fly planes the rest of my life, and that's why I was on the planet. I had always loved personal development, and I was at a training watching the speaker up there, and it finally clicked that there's nothing he's doing that I couldn't do too. And that single realization changed my life, because I realized that anything anyone has ever done on the planet, you can do it too. Anything. The only thing in your way is you. And the way you're thinking about you. Once you get that in order, sky's the limit, my friend.
That's interesting. There's nothing on the planet that I can't do. That's a powerful affirmation.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow. That sounds exciting to be able to wake up in the morning and say that to yourself. Yeah, it does.
That phase of the morning where you're all groggy and you're like running into things and you can't see straight.
Right.
Just plant that statement in there as you're coming out of sleep, which is just a deep level of subconscious meditation and healing, as you're coming back up to the surface. Plant that in there, and it's going to restructure how your day goes and how you treat yourself throughout the day.
Wow. It sounds doable. It sounds, you know, like it's possible. I know a lot of religions, not a lot of religions, but there's some religions out there that are keen on affirmations and holistic living, and would you think it takes a strong mind to be able to conquer their fears? Or
I think so. It doesn't necessarily take a strong mind like I was born with this. To be perfectly honest, in high school, I had three friends and an afro. And it's like, I've come full circle. I was a heavy introvert. I would spend my days in my room hiding from any chance of talking to people. And I've done a total 180 using these things to where now I'm this powerful speaker that changes lives every day. And that's why I'm here. I've been shaped into that, and I've taken control of the results I'm having in my life. I mean, the typical 22-year-old is in college, heavily in debt, eating top ramen for seven meals a day. And that's the life that they live, to get this education and build up the value to go and rock the world the way that they're supposed to. And for example, I have an event coming up in just a couple months where I will be collecting $1,000 per hour at this event as I present. And that's more than most people make in their career, let alone a 22-year-old. It's just what I stand for is beating the statistics of the world, because I'm not a statistic. I want to be the exception.
Wow. Powerful. Powerful stuff you're talking about.
Absolutely.
And wow.
It's so easy. Just doing intensity and repetition in a positive format. Because what's happening, you're already doing affirmations every day, and it's the result of it is you're not moving anywhere. Because the affirmations you're giving to yourself are, oh, I'm so dumb. I'm not good enough. I'm too fat. I'm too tall. I'm too skinny. I'm not manly enough. I'm ugly. Like that's what you're telling yourself. That's why you're getting shut down and you don't want to move forward, is you're miserable. It's in a recent study, they found out that the human mind has about 80,000 thoughts in a day, and over 60,000 of those are negative. 60,000 negative thoughts a day.
Fueling
your resistance. I'm on the planet to just shake that up a little bit and beat that statistic, because if we can shave off 10,000 of those a day, you'll be amazed at the things you can accomplish.
Wow. The mind is powerful, but 80,000? Dustin, that's a lot.
80,000. Wow. And that's the average. Like other studies have said, it's a lot more than that. It's an incredible number of thoughts we're having, and we don't even realize how much we're beating ourselves up.
You know, I don't know if you're religious or not, Dustin, but do you did God create us to have 60,000 negative thoughts a day?
Oh, my word, no. Heavens, no. Those thoughts, to go to a level of spiritual here, there are other things on the planet that we don't see. I call them smokies, because we can't see them. You can't touch them, but you feel them. And their entire purpose on the planet is to get you to be miserable and shut you down. Because they don't have a physical body, and that's what they want. That's why you hear things like just crazy things happening on a certain level. Because they want to separate you from your body and disconnect you from who you really are. And so they tell you things. Okay, they're the ones who, when you leave the house, and then you wonder, did I leave the door locked? Maybe I didn't. And then you have a video go through your someone coming into your house, taking all of your stuff, leaving, and lighting the house on fire on the way out. Like, they feed that stuff. And so I'm a warrior of the mind, and I'm keeping my mind safe from those guys, because I don't want smokies in my head. I'm the one in charge of my life, and I'm going to make success happen when I want it to.
Well, Dustin, I noticed on your website, you are a body language guide. What is that exactly?
So what that means, I've studied nonverbal communication like crazy over the years, and I've mastered the technique of recognizing these micro movements that people will do that they don't even realize they do. And it goes so far beyond just sitting up straight or standing straight. Like, I get to the point where I'll tell people, hey, you're rubbing this certain finger at this certain knuckle. What's going on in this area of your life? And they're like, how did you know that? Because what body language is, the little twitches and postures and all that, that's literally the communication of the subconscious sending out an SOS to anyone listening. And what it is, the brain will come up with 400 words every 60 seconds to speak. And we only say about 150 of those. The other 250 words come out in our body language. And so that's the story I listen to, because there's something deeper that they're not saying. Have you ever felt like that when you're talking to someone?
Yes, I have.
I'll tell, when my clients have kids, I'll teach them what to look for to know whether or not their child really did have an okay day at school. Because they do things that just cries out and just want someone to love them and recognize that they're hurting and tell them it's okay not to be loved and accepted for where they're at.
Wow. That's so interesting. I'm so glad that we're talking today. So back to when we were talking about core values and mentoring. Do you find that the people that you mentor, that their core values are intact, or do they have issues with that?
As individuals, our core values are completely shot, because And you see that in the direction that we're going as a country and as globally, we're being disconnected from being honestly good people. And it all starts inside. If the world was good, for that to happen, we would have to be set up that way as individuals and have that story become stronger than the story on the planet of take from everybody and shoot them down and eat them up. Like, sarcasm is one of the big things that just drives me nuts, because that's just a sneaky little way to completely destroy the trust anyone has. It becomes so impossibly difficult to recognize truth in what someone says when they're constantly sarcastic.
That's interesting. You've got a good point right there. Wow. So claritymentoring.com is your website. I encourage my listeners to check out Dustin's website. It's got a lot of valuable information on there. And so I see that you offer coaching in three different areas: personal life, family, and business. Tell me about personal life. How do you coach on that subject?
So the way my coaching works, it's not three areas that I will coach on specifically separately. Those are all areas that get directly impacted from coaching. So you get all three. Because what happens, any result that we're having in our families, in our business, it starts in our personal life. It starts up here where we're thinking about ourselves, what we're thinking about ourselves. That's the affirmation we're putting out there. And what we're creating on the planet is how we're thinking and talking about ourselves. Like, for example, I talked about how the Smokies will come in and try to separate you from who you really are. Separation is what they go for. a person becomes separated as an individual a long time before they want to have separation from their spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And separation from their kids. They separate themselves, and then they're separated from their spirit and their body, or their essence, their soul, and their body, and they choose death by suicide. That's what I'm fighting against.
Mm-hmm.
Invariably, the people I work with that are having struggles in their marriage or having thoughts like that, they've lost a sense of who they are and what their potential is. And when you feel like you don't have anything to offer the planet, that's when you start to feel like worthless, and you feel worthless. And so eventually, you get convinced you might as well just not be here anymore.
Right.
And it's like, no, that's not what I'm choosing. I am rocking the world, and I'm changing lives with every individual I talk to. I love hearing that they got a goal that they didn't think was possible because they've been told for so long that they couldn't do it. I have so been there. Coaching at this young age, at the beginning, people would say, oh, you're too young. You can't do this. Mm-hmm. Like, well, now I coach people 2 and 3 times my age, and I blow their minds every minute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm breaking every statistic on the planet right now, and I love it. Because it's time for us to get shaken up and to stand for our potential and why we're really here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dustin, I believe that the world is in need of an ethical revolution where people stand up and be accountable for themselves and their actions and do what's good in this world, you know? It's hard. But I know it's hard for some people because of whatever reason, but I really think that that changing our values and our or sticking to our values, because people basically have good values, would you agree? Or core values. They just don't live them.
Yeah, I think
maybe
there's always peace deep down where they want to have those good values,
mm-hmm.
but they can get so shut down in applying it and the application.
Wow. Well, listen, Dustin, I could talk to you forever about this, and I know that our time is almost up, but I want to thank you for being our guest today, Dustin.
Thank you.
And I want to thank our audience for tuning in. And next week's show, we'll have another guest who will talk about an ethical dilemma that he or she faced. So I invite the listeners to tune in next Thursday at 12 noon Central Standard Time. And remember, I'm your host, Phyllis Wilson, the Do Right Guru. I may not have all the answers, but I'll help you find them.